this great thing? Look to the Lamb of God. He alone holds the key of knowledge. Now, how are we going to enter into that knowledge? Don't you see, friend, that all the time the denomination is hungry for the Holy Ghost, and you sent words over and over again, you did this and did that, but there's no way to enter in. You have no key.
Amen.
You got to have knowledge. How does the Holy Ghost come? By the Word of God.
Amen.
Line upon line, precept upon precept. Here a little bit and there and a little bit, and then there it comes. Comes to what? Comes by the Word. By the Word. How? By knowledge. By knowledge upon the Word of God, the token comes to you. Oh, my friend. No way that a man could get it without God opening up the key of knowledge.
Amen.
To show
Amen.
You, to show you, the denominations never had the key of knowledge. Never did they have it. They had no way, no knowledge of how the Holy Spirit came whatsoever. See? And everybody tried to enter in a false way. But now here God in His wisdom, God's great wisdom, said, they'll need a prophet. The bride will need prophets. See? Here they come. We've already seen one come on scene. God's got to have a faithful witness here sometime today.
Yeah.
It's got to be here. Then God has a way prepared where somebody is going to enter in. Then what's he going to do? There will be a revival sweep the earth. God help us. To think, oh, my little mind, and this is me involved here.
Hallelujah.
In this. I'm here today. God's making a way for his people to escape this great payday. How happy we ought to be. Let's just sing it with all of our hearts, Lord.
Fear not when shadows on your pathway fall. Look to the Lamb of God. In joy or sorrow, Christ is all in all.
I look to the Lamb of God. I look to the Lamb of God.
For He alone is able to save you. Look to the Lamb of God.
Well, look
to the Lamb of God.
Hallelujah. When we all get there, it'll be the God's provided way.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes.
When we all,
I get to
Shall be a stubble, but to them that fear my name,
hallelujah,
shall the sun shine, the Son of God arise with healing in his wings.
Amen.
Brother, let me tell you something. Divine healing is going to be the most popular thing among God's children pretty soon in the world.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Flesh, hallelujah. Rotten and sin, decay, and sickness and pestilence breaking out all over. It's going to get worse every day.
Amen.
Oh, God's bring us to that place, brother, sister, when the glory of God is going to cover the earth, sure as we're standing here. And here we are this morning, oh, by the help of the Holy Spirit, looking in and seeing what, listen to the scriptures. We never did understand these things before.
Amen.
I mean, you never did see that in the Bible.
That's right.
Why? It's because the seals is taken off the book now, and God has a gift on earth, that knowledge.
Amen.
Say, oh, Brother Bob, how? Yeah, but it is, honey.
Amen.
Just as sure as there was 120 upper room entered in by a gift of knowledge and a key of God, so is it today.
Amen.
The key is faith and revelation is with the gift of knowledge, and we are entering into God's promised land.
Amen.
You stand, yes, you are standing right here.
Amen.
How many is receiving knowledge?
Amen.
And then that is the key to enter in.
Yes, Lord.
It's being unlocked.
Yes, Savior.
Jesus said, I am the door.
Amen, Lord.
If any man enter in, he has to come to the door, and he is the Word of God.
Amen.
We're not coming as a thief and a robber. We're not coming to him, Jesus, Jesus, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, trying to enter in our back window. We're coming right up to the door.
Amen.
Coming right up face to face with the Word of God, taking the Word of God. And then what he said? There's a faithful shepherd. I just use him. He said, the reason why that I've never gave myself to the people and poured out my spirit, that all that ever, all the kind of preachers that ever come before me, says it's thieves and robbers.
Amen.
Amen. He said, I won't give the gift of knowledge to thief and robber. Said, when I find a faithful little shepherd,
yes,
that'll be honest with the Word of God, I'll come and give him and tell him, whisper to him, my revelation of how to enter in. And I said, he'll come by me, the Word. And I said, and the sheep will hear his voice.
Yes,
my sheep will hear his voice, and another preacher they'll not follow. And I will give unto them eternal life. That told them why is because they follow me. And I said, well, when I put them forth into all the world, I'll go before them.
Yeah.
I'm as glad for the great shepherd. Let's sing this, of course, Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I'm great.
amazing grace. Yes. Look at his poor little brother here. Yes. All the way from Yugoslavia. Converted common. Yes. How could that man, great as the earth is, billions and billions of square miles, billions of people, if they stood side by side, would reach past the moon on up into the great Milky Way up through there. God looked down on all them people just like the grains of sand upon the seashore. No way to number them. And he looks down there and picks up that little grain of sand. Teddy is his name. Holy Spirit, him not knowing it, there leads him out of old Yugoslavia, old communism. Takes him across the great sea, round and around, and puts a hunger in his heart. And what's he do? Now, what kind of God would we have if he wouldn't have a faithful shepherd? And there he is, brings that little fella, brings him right around, and sets him right down there so he can get knowledge to enter into what his heart's crying for. How many love the Lord? And what is it, by his righteousness?
No.
What is it? By amazing.
Yeah,
and then you spend all your time and you say, Lord, I believe what my pastor says. I believe what my pastor says. I believe him, Lord. But, oh, Lord, I ain't going to make it, Lord. I ain't worthy. Maybe I'm just an old Judas. You ain't.
Yeah.
Why? Because you have respect and love toward what the man says. You love that. You respect that. And that's proves that you are God's child. And what's his love sends a gift of knowledge to the earth. And there it is, some little old insignificant place for nobody to think about. In a little old room somewhere. And there what happens? Brother Branham said, when you see people leaving their lands, when you see people leaving their houses and their friends and their neighbors and going to a place to find the revealed word of God, said, there's where God will pour out his spirit. Oh, and to think of all these great things that we fell heir to. But here they are, coming to pass in our midst. The word of the Lord coming perfect all the time. What is it? It's God's love, expressed in love, speaking to you, saying, my child, I love you. I've called you here. This is me speaking. I'm giving you my knowledge, my word, so that I could bring it to myself. How can it fail?
Amen.
What? And then what'll happen when the hours come and all the knowledge is brought forth and all you need to know and you believe it? What'll happen? All at once here come his glory.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, friend. When that great ark of the word of God finds, settles down, when it settles down in its final resting place, there the great glory of God will descend from heaven upon it, shine forth in all of its beauty. Let's really sing from the heart now, amazing grace. Oh, and we have been there 10,000 years, a bright shining as the we merge I believe you can touch the Lord right now. How Holy Spirit in that song and in those words. These very things that this great, whoever it was, says Charles Converse. See, what the Holy Spirit moved upon a man, let him write these words. Then the Holy Spirit take him, move them in their hearts, all these words. Living in a time of trouble, aren't they? Trouble, perplexity, heartaches on every hand. Never was an hour God's little bride suffering like she is for today and going to be. And what's our refuge? Take it all to the Lord. Yeah. That's the only answer. I find sometimes I try to do things. It don't work out. I try to make them work out, don't. And what I do, I come to realization, and I sang this little song in my heart this week, and I feel the Holy Spirit bring it back to me. And I think, what a friend we have, Jesus. Oh, my, when I landed at old Veterans Hospital, dying, everybody around me dying, and the last friend I thought I had, didn't think enough of him to even come to the hospital and me dying. I thought, oh, God. I said, if I would live, I don't want to ever see a human being again. I want to go somewhere there ain't no people. They're so cruel, so heartless. And think that I carried the man's dog to the hospital. And the Lord brought that back to him and said, you took his dog to the hospital when you couldn't even afford gasoline in the car. And now he don't think no more of you, Bob, than a dog. Oh my, it's like my heart wrenched out of me. I say, yes, I don't want to ever see a human being again. There I was crying out thinking I was dying. And then what was it? Just a few days later, here Jesus come down. Stood in his presence, heard his voice, and say, what was the first word he said? Now I got all that in my mind, see, about not a friend. I don't want to be around people no more. They're cruel. And here it was, here he comes down. Takes me in his arms, put his arms around me. Hear his voice. Say, even though thou was a sinner, I loved you. Oh, what did it do? It changed my whole life. Yeah. Now I found me a friend. Always wanted me a friend. He turned me down. He let me down. And then I come to the end of my road, and then God let me love that man. And then there he was going to the dog races and told my wife, I said, I'm too tired. I've been to the dog races, betting on dogs, you know, race dogs. Said, I'll try to get over sometime tomorrow. Aiden says, well, I says, but I'm alone. Timmy's only 3 weeks old, and a stranger's got him. Now worry about my children. It's 20 miles to home. Please come, Ed. Bob's a dad. Well, I told you I went to dog races. I'll be over tomorrow. And she said, oh, I hate to tell Bob. That's going to hurt him bad. It's best for him. And then when she told me, and just what little heart I had left, it just crushed her down. And that was the breaking point, baby, Lord. And then here come that little sweet boy and says, even though you're a sinner, all this time I've loved you. Now I'm calling you to be my servant. This will happen, that will happen, this is going to come to pass. And here I stand here 13 years.
Glory.
And I see all these things heading up here, ready to blossom out like a beautiful rose. Oh, God. What a friend we have in Jesus Christ. Oh, my. I see teenagers trying to find a friend. There's only one friend, the Lord Jesus. Let's just sing this last verse now to the Lord with all of our heart. Are we weak and heavy laden? I wish the Lord help us. His great presence here, I know is. He's just passed by me here two or three times. I wish something happened, children. God's gifts that operate to bless you. See, no way in the world I can help you unless the Spirit comes to do it, see. And oh, how I love you. I know you're needy. But it'll take the Holy Spirit to do it, see. Oh, if we can only just get out and realize what's in our midst is not a man. It's the Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus. He's not way off somewhere. He's right here. He knows you're suffering. He knows what you want. God, if we can have faith in God, children, have faith in God. Realize who that is walking among you. Don't he know everything that you're praying for right there? Ain't he able right now to tell the man of God what you want? Ain't he able to? There is a man right here, right now. In this building that's able to turn on the light this morning. See, if the people of God could realize, call out to God, let the Lord turn on the light. Yield to the Lord. It's not a press and a pull and just realizing faith. See, have faith in God. You've seen what God's done all these years. What's in it? You tell me any greater realm to work in the Holy Spirit than in the revealed Word of God. The revealed Word of God is number one. Number one. Well, think about that now. You're seeing right before your eyes the greatest thing that's ever been done in 2,000 years. Just like Brother Gattle said, I've traveled the seas. I've been all over Europe, Asia, been all over the world. And it said, I see the greatest miracle of all of my ministry done right here in this building. If we could realize that, see. Oh, if we could only have faith in God to realize what he's done. What did Brother Branham say? I see tens of thousands of cancers melt away. I've seen thousands of blind people see. Deaf mutes both speak and hear. I've seen the dead raised 5, 6, 7 times. He said, but the greatest thing that's ever happened in my life is when God opened them seals and I saw the revelation of God. I thank him most of all for that. And now here God comes and is revealing the whole Bible right before your eyes in simplicity, so humble and so simple that a wayfarer man should not err therein. How he loves you. What a friend you have this morning, Jesus Christ. Same presence of the Lord that you felt here for years is the same one that stand here will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Friend, if everybody's spirit could be in such tune to that revelation and so excited about it, why, Lord, what could happen? Every sick person in here could walk up, every crippled leg, every crippled arm. If we get that certain thing fixed, what is this in our midst? Who is that? Is that just Brother Bob? I followed William Branham for years, and I never did I ever see the Holy Spirit out in the congregation in his presence. He just rested over an individual here and there. But here you have the Holy Spirit among the congregation. What ought to take place, children? God, help us to recognize. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, see? Not the man. It takes God to do it. Call Jesus on the scene. Call him on the scene. Let's bow our heads down and our eyes closed. Same presence of the Lord that you felt here for years is the same one that stand here will baptize you with the Holy Ghost and fire. Friend, if everybody's spirit could be in such tune to that revelation and so excited about it, why, Lord, what could happen? Every sick person in here could walk up, every crippled leg, every crippled arm. If we get that certain thing fixed, what is this in our midst? Who is that? Is that just Brother Bob? I followed William Branham for years, and I never did I ever see the Holy Spirit out in the congregation in his presence. He just rested over an individual here and there. But here you have the Holy Spirit among the congregation. What ought to take place, children? God, help us to recognize. Have faith in God. Have faith in God, see? Not the man. It takes God to do it. Call Jesus on the scene. Call him on the scene. Let's bow our heads down and our eyes closed. Father dear, Lord, thou knowest God. Lord, I can do nothing. Father, I've waited all these years. Here, Lord, it's late in the day. I have people before me that's purchased with your blood, that's loved you. And they're in trials. I feel it, Lord. And I feel your Holy Spirit moving around me, anointing my person. But, Lord, I need thy power. I need thy great anointing, Father. Oh, Lord, operate the gifts of God. Bless your people, Father. We believe you. We trust you. And we thank you for your revealed word. We believe you, Father. And Lord, these people, Lord, they've received all these words that thou hast given me. God, thou bearest me record that I only said these things that come from thee. And here we are standing. Now I've told them what's going to happen, Lord. Now, Lord, we're looking for it to happen. I pray, God, that all of the little children here, Lord, if they could just see that it's not any man, Lord, it's the Lord Jesus. It's the Lord Jesus. Amen. And, Lord, that you're here. You're not way off somewhere. You're here. Because you said, Lord, help them to see this, Lord, that if we together as a congregation walk in the revelation that you brought, we have fellowship one with another, and with you, Lord. And the blood of the Lord Jesus cleanseth us from every sin. Amen. We stand this morning perfect before the Lord Jesus. God help them to see it. Lord, they look at their faults. They look at this. They look at that. And they, God, help us not to believe the devil more than we believe your word, Lord. Oh, God. Help us to realize, help the little children to realize who they are. They're the purchased possession of Jesus Christ. Help us, won't you, Father? And Lord Jesus, I remember the words of your great prophet, Brother William Branham. Said, when a group gets together where the revelation is in perfect harmony, when the people have got that in their heart there, to meet that there coming, the sparks will fly.
Yes.
Oh, Father, help us to realize what that is in our heart, that it's the God, it's the Lord God. Now, Lord, bless these poor words that are so cut up and thrown out this morning, but may we realize, Lord, that we're living in the hour of the great payoff, the payday. And all of the wickedness and the sin and the blood of the saints is going to be laid upon the head of all of the people here in this generation. And you're going to give them a payoff. Father, we're so thankful that Jesus Christ was our payoff. You poured out upon him, Lord, what we should have received. And now, Lord, we become his righteousness and his holiness. Lord, help us to believe in thee, trust thee, obey thee, Father, and to realize what you've done for us, to believe who we are and act upon it soon, Lord, won't you, Father? Bless us now and bring us back tonight, and Lord, may we come back and offer up a sacrifice to thee as a sweet-smelling Savior. May we come and sing, and tears drip down our face, and little hearts burn in love for the coming of the Bridegroom. Is here today. Lord, the Bridegroom is here on earth today.
Amen.
Help the people to realize, Lord. Bless us now, Father. We know, Lord, we wouldn't dare say these things out nowhere. But Lord, you brought these people up to reveal supernatural things to them and bring them to that place that they might receive power. Now, bring it to pass in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, children. Take the name of Jesus with you.
Take the name of Jesus with you.